You're listening to SBS News.
On the 4th of June 1942, while traversing Bass Strait, an Australian merchant vessel, the SS Iron Crown, was torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. The 100-metre-long manganese ore freighter sank within 60 seconds, with 38 of the 43 crew members losing their lives. With news of the attack kept largely under wraps under wartime regulations to maintain Australia's morale, Bill Stewart, the son of a fireman aboard the SS Iron Crown, says those who died are the forgotten men of war. He was 11 years old when his family received a letter about his father's death.
It said that my dad was missing, presumed dead, somewhere off the east coast of Australia, sunk by a Japanese submarine.
Mr. Stewart said there was never any acknowledgement of his father's sacrifice.
There was never any recognition. No one ever bothered to recognise him. Like my father had a chance to have been in the Royal Australian Navy. He couldn't join it because he was in what they classified essential service. So he never had an opportunity. Had he joined the Royal Australian Navy, everyone knows about the Royal Australian Navy. No one realises what the merchant seamen did to get all these goods up to the ports and help them to win the war.
No recognition until now. At a memorial service held at Melbourne's Shrine of Remembrance, the families who lost people were each presented with an Australia Service Medal and a War Medal. Among those honoured was the ship's captain, Archibald Anderson McClellan, whose son Robert was overwhelmed by the recognition.
Didn't expect anything like that. In fact, I was only aware of it last Friday, so that was really something special for the family, for the McClellan family and for the other families that were involved.
John and Michael Fisher's father, George, was one of just five survivors who made it home from SS Iron Crown. Michael Fisher said his father worked tirelessly to have his shipmates remembered.
Once in his life, he'd be speechless. He would be absolutely, it'd be heartfelt. So, he would be happy. I would say he's looking down on us now. Excuse me.
One of Australia's greatest maritime mysteries, the wreck of the SS Iron Crown, lay on the ocean's floor for 77 years and was only located 4 months ago by maritime archaeologists 100 kilometres off the coast of Victoria. The chief scientist aboard the CSIRO research vessel, Emily Jatef, says she hopes the find will bring family members peace of mind.
We had living descendants and living family members, and we were able to make contact with them because they reached out to us at the National Maritime Museum. And through that process and their gracious sharing of stories and images, we were able to realise that what we needed to do next was a memorial service to bring everybody together and to really provide a good closure for everyone.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.